or you have a friend in your own backyard, call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Friday, May 23rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you send a code into my phone and for some reason you don't get the information back, what you were requesting, for some reason, some of the letters that people are putting in are not exactly what the folder has been set up for in my phone, so it's not sending back the information you're requesting. If you don't get it within a few hours, just go ahead and text me back, spell out specifically what it is you're looking for. If it's an event, for example, the riskitfest.com, that's coming up on June 21st over in Gaylord at the new South location, June 21st, Saturday, noon to 11 p.m. If that's the link you were looking for, just go ahead and tell me, you know, the Risk It Fest in Gaylord, and I'll send you the link to the website, the ability to get your tickets online with just a click of your phone. The Fun Shoot Pig Roast that's coming up July 19th. That I had just listed as Fun Shoot. So if you could text me that, it'll send you back the information. But again, if it doesn't come back to you within a couple of hours, just go ahead and re-text me and I'll send you the information. Greatly appreciate it. The app isn't fully foolproof just yet. I'm trying to tweak it a little bit to make sure it sends the right information with the right folders, the right links to the right websites, pictures, different flyer events, whatever we have, we'll get them to you guys as soon as we can. One of the things that the Senate Democrats are thinking is so critically important that they actually have to introduce legislation in the state Senate in Lansing, because they feel that it's critically important that there has to be some type of state-leveled fines, fees, some type of charges to people that they must pay if you protest at an abortion clinic. In the Democratic-led Senate, hearings have started on legislation creating state-level penalties and bans on public demonstrations outside abortion clinics, where they become threatening, intimidating, or interfering, quote-unquote. Yesterday, in the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee, they heard testimony on Senate Bills 154 and 155 by Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. She's already an announced candidate as a Democrat for the U.S. Senate in next year's election. Her bills are aimed to create Michigan's own version of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, known as FACE Act of 1995, outlawing threats and uses of physical force against someone seeking abortion services. Can I ask a question? Have any of you participated in these protests outside Planned Parenthood, outside of any of these abortion clinics? And if you have any of you ever threatened a young woman walking into one of these facilities, have you ever threatened them? Have you ever used physical force against them? I guess my question is this really a thing? Now, we already have a federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances FACE Act of 1995 from Washington, D.C. that's been in place for 30 years. Is this something that we really need here in the state of Michigan? I'm just asking. Because I've attended some of these protest rallies holding signs out in front of Planned Parenthood on 131 there in Petoskey. I've also protested down in Traverse City. We never intimidated anybody. We never threatened anybody. We surely didn't use physical force. But according to this U.S. Senate Democrat candidate, Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak, oh yeah, this is a real thing. We actually have to take our time and spend basically $1 million worth of human resources in Lansing on two, not one, but two Senate bills. These bills would also ban physical obstruction intended to intimidate, injure, or interfere with such prospective candidates. Candidates? How about clinic patients? I think the reporter misspoke. While the proponents of these bills are critical of President Donald Trump's expected management of the FACE Act through his U.S. Department of Justice, CBS News, the Communist Broadcasting System News Network, reported back in January on a directive instructing prosecutors to focus enforcement on extraordinary circumstances, as well as in scenarios involving extreme bodily harm, death, or significant property damage. Before the FACE Act protections were in place, our doors were blocked by up to 300 to 400 people once a month for more than 2.5 years. When the arrest finally started, they went limp, and it took police hours to carry each individual to police vans. Providing testimony at the hearing was Renee Chilillian, the founder of Northland Family Planning Centers in Michigan. Okay, this particular center has been involved in numerous lawsuits over the years. The clinic she oversees, one is in Sterling Heights on 17 Mile Road in Macomb County. Well, in August of 2020, demonstrators reportedly blocked the clinic's entrances, prevented patients and employees from entering. 4 years later, a federal jury convicted several protesters for conspiring to violate the FACE Act protections, although they were pardoned by President Trump earlier this year. On that day, back in August of 2020, Chilean explained three women were coming in for abortions after fetal anomalies were detected. One woman was leaking amniotic fluid and blood and was scheduled for the second day of a 2-day procedure. She needed immediate medical care. She huddled with her mother and her husband trapped in the parking lot while extremists plastered signs of fake fetuses on her car windows, shouted, "God loves you, God loves your baby." Chilean described how the woman's baby was missing most of its brain and had no kidneys. The woman cried out through the cracked window, "I know God loves me, and I know God loves my baby, but my baby is dying." Okay, I've got a question. Why was this being done at a Northland Family Planning Center and not in a hospital? That's my first question. I don't know. I'm just asking. Well, in another event, September of 2017, early during Donald Trump's first term, Chilean said she experienced her first Red Rose rescue at the Sterling Heights Clinic and another one in April of 2022 at the Southfield Clinic. One person creates a diversion while others rush in to get inside the clinic door. Then they spread out and sit next to different patients in the lobby, invading their space, attempting to give them flowers, and lecture them about their decision, even though despite being asked to leave these people alone. The police show up and have to carry each person out one at a time from the clinic to a police car. Well, the legislation being proposed is opposed by Right to Life of Michigan as well as the Michigan Catholic Conference. Genevieve Marnin, Right of Life Michigan's legislative director, explained in a letter that the bill's definitions and those in the federal FACE law are exactly the same. They have the same criminal penalties and the same civil remedies. SB 154 and 155 are the kind of laws that are designed to limit the reach of sidewalk counselors. These counselors provide peaceful, loving, and compassionate outreach to women facing an untimely pregnancy, presenting her with options she may not be aware of, such as the help that is given by nearly 100 pregnancy centers in the state. These bills rightly make harassment, assault, vandalism, intimidation a criminal offense. But then again, Michigan already has laws that criminalize those behaviors. We already have federal laws. Why do we need state laws? We'll wrap this up. Republican response, Senator Jim Runstead. We'll talk about it here. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a text message from a listener. I'm not going to mention who. Ask a very simple question. Could walking on a public sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic with a sign be considered intimidation? Exactly. Well, depending on the language, and this is exactly what Republican State Senator Jim Runstead, who sits on this committee as the minority vice chair, as well as being the Michigan Republican Party chairman, argued that the legislation as written leaves a lot open to interpretation. Interpretation, for example, he explained that disagreements can occur within any group of people, whether something was actually an attempt to intimidate. Quote, it's this kind of language that throws it open so broadly, so wildly, that almost any disagreement could be construed as an attempt to intimidate, Runstead said on the Senate floor. And I don't know why it isn't written in a way where I think we could all agree. Perhaps somebody's fearing violence or a threat to their body or to their life. Well, under the proposed legislation, the first instance of intentionally or attempting to injure, intimidate, or interfere with someone trying to obtain, quote, reproductive health services. Why don't they just call it what it is? An abortion? It's not reproductive health services. You're killing a fetus. Call it what it is. Well, the penalty per the proposed bills, the first time you did this, would be $10,000 fine, and it would be considered a one-year misdemeanor. First, non-violent physical obstructions, the penalty would still be $10,000, but it would be reduced down to a six-month misdemeanor. If violent bodily injury occurs, it then becomes a 10-year felony. This is what a candidate for the U.S. Senate in next year's election, Democrat candidate State Senator Mallory McMorrow wants passed in the Senate, where it would have no chance of passing in the Republican-controlled House. And, of course, if they did approve it, it would be something that Governor Gretchen Whitmer would sign in a heartbeat. Little tongue-in-cheek on that. The heartbeat bill? Yeah, she refused to sign that as well. Well, this is the type of thing that this woman wants to promote totally to give her street credibility with Democrats, progressive, liberal women and voters heading into that primary where she has opponents next year. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out and see whether or not the House would even take this bill up. Again, I don't understand when we already have a federal law already in place since 1995. Basically, the language, the penalties, all of it is redundant of that federal law that's been on the books for 30 years. But she has to do what she has to do. I guess draw attention, try to get some press time out of it, whatever. Well, another short story. Another liberal Massachusetts federal judge granted a preliminary injunction stopping the Trump administration from dismantling the United States Department of Education. U.S. District Judge Myong June, 88-page order, says the injunction is effective immediately. She gave the Trump administration 72 hours to comply and to file a status report every week until the department is fully restored to its previous status quo condition prior to January 20th. That, of course, the date Donald Trump was sworn in. Defendants acknowledge, as they must do, that the department cannot be shut down without Congress's approval. Yet they are simultaneously claiming that their legislative goals are a distinct difference and are allowed under administrative goals that the judge did not accept. There's nothing in the record to support these positions. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel, along with a coalition of 20 attorney generals, filed the lawsuit and said she is proud that the coalition secured the injunction. The unconstitutional dismantling of this agency would strip critical resources from students with disabilities, children living in poverty, those experiencing homelessness, and Michiganders pursuing higher education. Whatever, Dana. Well, that's it for this week's show. If you like information, just send me a text message. I'll send it to you over the weekend. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy Memorial Day. Remember those who gave all for our country. We'll be back on Tuesday. Now back to the music. 97.7 FM, WCHY,
Sheboygan. Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you